Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, you may have heard me banging on earlier this week about giving up booze for a whole month. I know. It's called Sober October. I'm doing it. And I know it's just the fifth, but, you know, so far, so good. Now, we all know that giving up pints and the Pinot and giving it a little break, it brings many benefits. We know that. But one that never really crossed my mind was the effect it could have on my oral health. And by that, I mean my teeth. And joining me now to enlighten us in that area is dentist Dr. Caroline Robbins of Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Hello.
Hi, how are
you? I'm great. How are you? Is your phone line okay? Can you hear me nice and
clear?
Yep.
Deadly I can. Soft. Can you hear me?
Yep. I can. Caroline, thank you so much for doing this. Now, can you explain the term to me, Prosecco teeth? Because I heard this term and it frightened the bejesus out of me. So talk to me about Prosecco teeth.
Yeah, well, it would too. They come up with all sorts of terms these days. So Prosecco teeth, what it is, it's sort of a broad term that broadly relates to how a number of beverages, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, that we consume on a day-to-day basis can actually be damaging to your teeth due to their acidic nature and their sugar content.
Okay, so Prosecco is a big offender in that regard?
You know, you could call Prosecco kind of the perfect storm of a drink. It's acidic because of its grape base and its fizzy nature. And it's also sweet, which makes it really easy to sip away at. And that adds sort of the third problem of is what we call frequency of consumption. So frequency of consumption relates to how often we expose our teeth to insult. And if we sip away like we do when you're sipping away on a nice glass of Prosecco, we're sort of constantly insulting our teeth to an acid and sugar attack, which, you know, over time can run the risk of damaging those lovely pearly whites.
Okay. So is a straw the answer if people don't want to give it up?
Well,
do they
like
no,
to,
seriously,
you know,
do
not,
they help? Do they help with fizzy drinks?
They do. They help with fizzy drinks. Like we would often recommend to anyone that, you know, for consuming like a fizzy drink, a soft drink, yeah, we would recommend a straw. I'm not sure whether I'm good to say recommend a straw with an alcoholic beverage because
no.
I don't want to be responsible for any bad outcome that might happen if we do those two things together.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about spirits and liquors? Can they also damage your teeth?
They can. Basically, you know, different ones have different problems. The issue at hand, really the issue is this, that most of the alcoholic drinks and soft drinks and things that we consume, it's their acidity. So our enamel is the hardest structure in your body. It's harder than bone. But when the pH in your mouth drops to below 5.5, this enamel starts to soften or dissolve, so to speak. So a lot of these drinks that we're talking about here have a pH of around 2 to 4. Mm. So, you know, it's really insulting the tooth. So it starts to sort of soften them every time we consume it. So then if we're frequently consuming an acidic beverage, our natural defense, which is the saliva in our mouth, that nice water in our mouth that, you know, keeps everything moist, but it normally brings everything back up to neutral. But if we're frequently consuming it, then, you know, our poor mouth and our poor saliva can't win that fight, and then we get this, the outcome is erosion of teeth and or, you know, dental decay if you've got a lot of sugar in there as well is always a risk as also.
Okay. So for those who do like a nail Prosecco when they're out and about, what can we do to minimise its effects on our teeth?
Well, we could bring back the thing that we used to do back in my parents' age, which was called a wine and cheese evening. So, all joking aside, cheese is really good at neutralising. You can nibble on a bit of cheese.
Sorry, stop. Is that why? I thought it just tasted good together, but it does neutralise the acidity.
It does. So, yep, the old cheese is really quite good for helping neutralise and the mouth.
Okay.
Obviously, moderation, I have to say that. You know, you have to watch what we consume. You can add a little bit of ice. It can dilute it. And one thing, though, is if you have consumed alcohol, Prosecco, whatever, anything acidic, don't go and brush your teeth straight away. Leave it a good hour before you do because we need to let nature and that saliva neutralize everything before we go in with toothbrushes and our kind of gritty abrasive toothpaste because you can actually kind of do more damage if you went and brushed your teeth straight away. So a little bit of time in moderation. I am reluctant to say the straw. Yes, a straw with a soft drink, but obviously care with an alcoholic beverage.
Okay. Listen, really good advice and really insightful. Thank you so much. And thank you and motivating me on my sober October journey. Caroline, thank you so much. That is Dr. Caroline Robbins of Kiwi Dental. I just want to thank her again. And I guess moderation is really key, and maybe a bit of cheese.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.